I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlan Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who grappled with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mum-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they're becoming too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Aisha Menon, and welcome to the last and final episode of The Seventh Test. So where are we now? The last time we saw Sapna, she was in jail. She was visited by Nirmala Ben, my favorite character, who gave her a key to help her break out. When the jailer tried to take advantage of her, she acted quickly and used this as her chance to get away. She bottled him, stole his clothes, and walked right out of prison. But where is she going? And who's responsible for all this madness? You'll find out soon. Hold on to your seats. It's going to be bumpy.
I've been walking all night. Not sure where I'm going. But the rising sun brings with it some clarity.
Great choice, madam. You know, I have the exact same model in my own house. I'll just get you a fresh piece from the storeroom, sealed. Just one second, huh? Give me one moment.
Yes.
Shh! Neela. Sapna, what the hell are you doing here?
Neela, I need your help.
Oh my God, this is unbelievable. You didn't do it, na? I mean, I know you didn't do it, but my God, I mean, was he really your lover? How did you get out? God, this is just like a Hindi movie.
Neela, listen to me. I need to disguise myself, huh? I need clothes, a shawl and some sunglasses, okay?
Okay, okay.
And I need you to buy me a bus ticket to Nainital.
Okay, but why Nainital?
By night time, I'm on a bus heading out of Delhi. The steady drone of the motor and the rocking of the bus soon lull me to sleep. When I open my eyes, I see the lush, green Himalayan foothills. I'm coming home, back to the city of my childhood. I swore I would never come back after Alka and Papa died. And I know the police will find me. I've left a trail. Neelam will never keep her mouth shut. But where else can I go? Except back to the place where it all started. I have no future. Not anymore. Just the past. The lawn where Alka, Neha and I used to play is a wilderness of weeds.
Hello?
Ji.
Who lives here?
Ghost.
Sorry?
No one lives here. Only the ghost of the girl who died.
There's no such thing as ghosts.
Listen, don't stay here too long, okay? She'll suck your blood out. That's what my mummy says.
I know I must enter my sister's room. There's a laptop on the corner desk. Still warm. Pictures of Acharya and me. Floor plans of his house. Neha, smiling in the back of an auto rickshaw. A picture of Neha recoiling, the liquid that will disfigure her face, suspended in midair.
If anyone could escape from police custody, it would be you.
Karan?
You with your new sense of self. Here, come here. I want to show you something.
Come here.
Go ahead. Take it all in. I come here whenever I can. I've been working on it for 3 years.
Huge blow-ups of my sister are plastered all over the walls. Beautiful pictures, intimate pictures, along with some of her things. Earrings, trinkets, letters in her handwriting.
It's my tribute to her memory.
So, you were the one the boy Alka was involved with.
Involved with? God, you people just don't get it, huh? We were one. When Alka died, I died too.
Is that the scarf she...
Yes, her bridal scarf. Ended up being the noose around her neck. She hanged herself because her family would never let us be together. I could have wiped you all out in a second, but that would have been too easy. I wanted to make you suffer like I have suffered. So first, your father.
My father?
You still think he died from a random traffic accident? I ran him off the road. And then I followed your family to Delhi, moved in close by. See, everyone loves the boy next door. Such a nice boy, always there to help.
Neha, the acid attack?
I threw it right in her face. And photographed it too. She was so in love with herself, so obsessed with her beauty. The bitch had it coming. You're wondering what I have in store for you, right? For Alka's betrayer. Why don't you look at her, your baby sister, who trusted you with her secret? Haven't I captured her perfectly?
The 7 deaths? You were behind all that?
Oh, no. I had nothing to do with that crackpot, Acharya. In fact, I tried to stop you from getting involved. He was interfering with my plans. But you wouldn't listen. So I just molded my plans to fit. It wasn't hard. After taking care of that little business with Neha, I went to Acharya's house. Jumped over the wall. He was resting in his bedroom.
Who's there? Who are you?
Sir, everything all right, sir?
I was always a good mimic. You know that.
I'm retiring early. Go home. Send all the servants home.
But, sir...
Good night.
Good night, sir.
I wasn't expecting your call so soon.
Hello?
Mr. Acharya, I need your help. It's Neha. She's had acid thrown in her face.
I knew you would come straight over, so I dragged his body into the living room. I wanted to make sure you would find him.
Hmm? What's going on?
And that's where I stabbed him. 16 times. One for each year of Alka's life. I told the guards to let you in.
Hello?
I left the door ajar.
Mr. Acharya?
I was there. watching you in the darkness. You almost looked like Alka. I wanted to reach out and touch you, but I had to run.
The knife, it had my fingerprints on it.
Remember that night when you were attacked in Japanese Park?
Stay back! What do you want from me?
Madam, we were just fooling around.
You paid those hooligans to attack me.
Not to attack you, to make sure you got hold of the knife.
Karan?
What happened?
Thank God.
You better give me that knife before you hurt someone. Good.
I just had to put it in a bag and keep it safe.
So what happens now?
I was looking forward to seeing you hang. But it's not too late.
What do you mean?
From the very noose your sister made for herself. Still smells like her. Well, what are you waiting for? Let's finish this where it all began. Get onto the stool. I said, get onto the stool.
Okay. Why didn't she run away with you?
What?
Have you asked yourself what a person who wasn't on drugs would do? My father said he would never let her be with you. He locked her in that room overnight. What prevented her from waiting till the next day and then running away with you that night?
Love makes you do stupid things.
Drugs makes you do stupid things, Karan. The drugs you gave her.
Shut up and put the noose around your neck.
I'm not afraid to die, Karan. I'm free now. But you will never be free.
Put it around your neck like this.
You will live the rest of your life knowing you killed the girl you love.
It's been nice knowing you. So, how does it feel? Tell me, because I'm curious. Are you thinking of Alka? I've always wondered what the last moments of life must feel like. I almost forgot. Hey, yeah, smile for the camera.
Police!
What the hell?
Tiwari, get her down. She tried to kill me, sir. She's crazy. Thank God you're here.
Call an ambulance.
She wanted us to die together. She's been stalking me for months.
Okay, sir. Stand back, sir.
I tell you, she's a crazy one.
Okay, please stand back, sir. Please stand back.
You think she'll make it?
It didn't take long for the police to piece it all together. And they found all the evidence they needed to convict Karan on the laptop. He tried to hang himself in jail before the trial, but failed.
Good morning, madam. Good morning. I see you're looking at our selection of mobile phones.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
I have been waiting to talk to you, Sapna.
What?
Don't you want to know how I know your name?
It's on my badge, sir.
Yes, I know. Well, my name is... you see, I'm a lawyer. I represent the late Mr. Acharya.
Oh.
I have some papers for you to sign.
For me to sign?
Yes. To become the next CEO of the ABC Group of Companies. Congratulations.
It seems Mr. Acharya was able to exert his influence even from the grave. And I had passed the seventh test. The test of... Well, it doesn't matter anymore. I turned down the job. If the tests had taught me anything, it was to listen to my inner voice. And my inner voice was telling me, I can do it alone. I don't believe in fairy tale endings. I believe in myself. Thank you.
Radiotopia.